On page 8, we have our final application area, personal relationships. The model that I have there on page 8, you could use in your own personal relationship with your partner. You could also apply this model with a couple who came to you for relationship coaching. So firstly, together, either with you and your partner together, or with the couple that are actually wanting you to work with them, firstly, you'd want to discover whether there are any negative anchors between the two people. You can imagine the situation of how this happens. You leave work. You've had an absolutely terrible day. On your way home, you really work on changing your state. You walk through the front door, and your partner, though he or she is not trained in NLP at all, does a perfect state elicitation and says, "How was your day, darling?" Immediately, you go back into the state of the bad day. And maybe that happens day after day, month after month, year after year. All of that is going to become anchored. So eventually what happens is that you see your partner and you go into a negative state. Most people, though, because they don't understand the process of anchoring, don't know why. So they think it's their partner. They think that being around their partner makes them feel bad. In reality, it's just a negative anchor. So you'd want to find out what those negative anchors are and what the triggers are. Then you'd want to elicit each person's attraction strategy, recognizing attraction strategy, deep love strategy, and their convincer strategy. If you do the further reading timeline therapy and the basis of personality, then you would also want to elicit each person's relationship values, which is something that we cover in more detail on the Master Practitioner training. Then if you're doing work with a couple, you would now do some work one-on-one with each person. You'd want to use collapse anchors to collapse the negative anchors. You might want to do some submodality work. If there's any parts come out, you'd want to integrate any parts using the visual squash process. You'd want to be reframing all the time. And also, again, if you actually chose to do further training, at this point in time, you might want to use timeline therapy. And you'd do that kind of work with both people in the relationship, so that when we bring them together again to finalize the work, all of their negative anchors and any stuff from the past that might prevent them from being able to create their relationship that they want in the future has all been cleaned up. Now we bring them together again. What we're going to do is going to teach them how to utilize each other's strategies. See, here's the thing that happens in relationships. When we first get together with someone, we take them places, we look at them in a particular way, we buy them things, we say things to them in a particular tone of voice, we touch them, we hug them, we hold them. So no matter what their strategies are, just by the law of averages, we satisfy their strategies. Most people, because they don't understand strategies, as their relationship goes on, they automatically assume the other person has exactly the same strategy as them, and they do this completely unconsciously. So they work on satisfying their own attraction strategy for their partner, their own recognizing attraction strategy for their partner, their own deep love strategy for their partner, which all works well if their partner has exactly the same strategies as them, which is unlikely. So even though they're working really hard to be attractive for their partner to know that they find them attractive, and for their partner to know that they're deeply loved, just because they're mismatching the strategies, and you remember what that was like, it doesn't work. So their partner doesn't get it. They don't feel attracted to the other person, they don't think the other person feels attractive to them, and they don't feel deeply loved. Add negative anchors to that, and you've got a recipe for disaster. So what we're doing here is educating each person in the relationship all about strategies and how to satisfy their partner's strategies. If you've done work on values, then educate them about the different values that they each have and how to satisfy each other's values. Then finally, what we'd want to do is to create positive anchors to each other, replacing those old ones that they had before. Here's the way you do it. You sit them opposite each other and you have them close their eyes, and you take them back to the time when they first met, when the feeling of attraction and desire for each other and passion for each other was its absolute height. You take them right back to that time and associate them back into that time. If you want to, you can use your hypnotic language patterns to even increase the intensity of the state. And then when you see the state has reached its peak in both of the people, you have them open their eyes and look at each other, re-anchoring that state to the appearance of each other. You get out the way, have them talk to each other so that state is anchored to the sound of their voice. Have them touch each other and hug each other so that the state gets anchored to hugs and being touched. That then has them leave with really positive anchors to each other in the relationship, knowing how to continually satisfy their partner's attraction strategy, recognizing attraction, and deep love strategy. That's a great way to have somebody leave you as far as being able to create the relationship that they want. You could also educate them about how to avoid creating negative anchors in the future. Good ways: if you're not feeling good, don't be around your partner. Change your state first, and then once you've changed your state, get back with them. If you should inadvertently create a negative anchor, then teach them how to collapse it. Sometimes one person in a relationship might be feeling down and they'd really need to be around their partner and they need a hug. Hugging is appropriate. So have them give each other a hug, but have them remember where their hands were when they were hugging each other so that when they've changed their state and they're feeling good again, they can collapse that possible negative anchor they created from that particular hug at that time. In that way, people can go on and continue to develop their relationship and have their relationships really, really work with the assistance of NLP.